So it's Erev Shabbos once again, and once again I have the privilege. I want to share a thought with you. This is a thought which I discussed many times, and it's relevant each and every day of the year, each and every moment of our lives. But maybe it once again has a special significance in these special times. So the coming week is Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer in Eretz Yisrael is a very special day. It's a day of huge simcha. Hundreds of thousands make their way to the kever of Rashbi, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai in Meron. It is by far the largest gathering in Eretz Yisrael, by far, throughout the year. This year, it's going to be somewhat a subdued and sad Lag BaOmer. We have at Luka in our Kehil every year, and we won't have one this year. Neither will others. So let's talk about Lag BaOmer. Why is this a special day? Many maintain that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai passed away this day, and it's his yahrzeit. The Chiddush questions this Messiah. But the Shulchan Aruch in Tov Tzadik Gimel Siv Bei says, Lag BaOmer is a day of simcha because she'oimrim shebizman hazeh posak ha-mageifa. We all know the story, Yavam Samach Beis Amid Beis, 24,000 Talmidim, Hoyol Ola Rebbe Kiva Ben Yosef, Kula Meisu Beperek Echod, Shaloi Nagu Kavoyid Zeh Bizeh. 24,000 Talmidim perished between Pesach and Shavuos. And why did they die? Shaloi nahagu kavod ze bze. And many wonder, is that such a grave avera? Kores mises beizden. So what shaloi nahagu kavod ze bze? To me, it's a davar pashut. It is because they were talmid Rav Akiva. To be a Talmud of a great person, of a godly Yisrael, is not only a privilege, it's a huge responsibility. And Min HaShemayim, they will be asked, do you call yourself a Talmud of Rebbe Kiva? You learn nothing from your great Rebbe. Are you Talmidim of Rebbe Kiva? Where were you when Rebbe Kiva dashened? Yerushalmi Nedorim Lamed Amid Beis V'Yahavtu L'Reichu K'moichu Zeh Klal Gadol B'Torah. Where were you? Didn't you hear him? Where were you when Rabbi Kiva stood in Masechet Tavos Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Daled and he darshened Chaviv Adam Shenivro B'Tzelem Chibu Yisero Naidas Leila Adam Shenivro B'Tzelem Elokim Chavivin Yisrael Shenikru Bonim L'Mokim. Didn't you hear that? And you're Talmid HaChachamim. Where were you when Rabbi Kiva dashened many times in Shas? First time Psochem Chav Beis Amid Beis, last time Pchoides Vav Amud Beis. Es Hashem Elokecho Tiro L'Rabbois Talmid HaChachamim. Are you Talmid Rabbi Kiva? What did you learn from him? So coming back to the same Yerushalmi, it's very well known that the Rosh Rabbi Kiva says, but few people know that in that same passage, Ben Azai, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva, disagrees. And Ben Azai says, Zeh Sefer told us, Odom Klal Gadol Leimeno. So we could appreciate what Rabbi Kiva says. We have to Rechek Kamech was so important. What's Ben Azai saying? Zeh Sefer told us, Odom Klal Gadol Heimeno. What is so fundamental about the Pusik Zeh Sefer told us on him? I said many times, and I think it's emes. The discussion between Rabbi Kiva and Ben Azai is, what is the most fundamental and basic ingredient of a just, true Torah society? What defines a society of B'nai Torah, a Jewish society, Rebbe Akiva says, the most important ingredient is Ahavas Reim. Benazi disagrees and he says, Rebbe Akiva, don't be angry with me. In Bavli and in Yerushalmi, many times we learned that Benazi was a Talmud Chavar of Rebbe Akiva. He was a Talmud who had unbelievable admiration of his great Rebbe. But sometimes he also has the courage to disagree. He was a Talmud Chavar. I could almost hear the voice of Benazi in my imagination. Benazi says, Rebbe Akiva, don't be angry. But I think something else is even more important and more fundamental than Ahava. And it's not my Torah, it's your Torah. Ze Sefer told us, Odom B'dmus Elohim Boro Oysam. It is from you that I heard. Chavav Odom Shenivro B'tzelem Elohim. And I think Kavoid Chaverim is even more essential and fundamental than Ahava Salim. Because love, by its very nature, cannot be equal. It is not uniform. By human nature, we love some people more than we love others. There's no escaping that fact. It's part of human nature. But we need to learn to respect even those that we do not love. So the Bekiva says, the most important thing is, Benazi says, I think what is even more fundamental in a decent Jewish Torah-dika society is to be mechabed each and every individual because they were all Nivro B'Tzelem Elohim. And that is what Benazi says. Zeh Sefer told us Adam Kal Godel Heimeno. So let us just note, Chazal say, Chov Dalad Elef Talmidim Hoyo Lo L'Rebbe Akiva Ben Yosef. Going back to the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Samach Beis, Kol Ameisu Ben Pesach LaAtzeres Shelo Inago Kovet Ze Beze. The Gemara doesn't say Shelo Ahavu Ze Ze, but rather Lo Inago Kovoid Ze Beze. It's not the same. Maybe they did love each other, but they couldn't respect each other. They couldn't be Naya Kovoid, and that is what brought about this terrible tragedy. And that's Benazai. Zeh Sefer told us Odom Kal Godel Emenoi, because what's in that posuk? B'dmus Elohim Boro Oysam. We need to learn to respect each other, regardless of some differences of opinion that we might have, and that's only natural, legitimate, and even essential. The Netziv, the great Netziv, in his introduction to Hamek Davar's Perush HaRataira, deals with two psukim in Novi, in Shmuel and in Yehoshua Perek Yud. The Torah is defined by Fiyah Novi Sefer HaYoshua. And the Gemara by the Zohar Chofei says, why is the Torah called Sefer Yoshua? Because it's our Ovis, we're Yeshurim, and we need to emulate their ways. And then Netziv writes, dealing with the generation of Churban Bayis Shni, based on the Gemara, Bavli Yomed Avtes and Yerushalmi Yomed Avhei. But I'm quoting the Netziv, Tzadikim v'chasidim v'amelei Torah hayu. They were tzadikim, they toiled in Torah, they were chasidim, but they didn't respect each other because they were too frum. And they thought if anybody has a different opinion, oh, apikoris, the mean, and therefore there was sinas chinam amongst them. Tzadikim v'chasidim v'amelei Torah. V'eina kodesh bochus soivel tzadikim keila. What a line. What a powerful expression. The word tzadikim, beyond doubt. But there are some tzadikim that a kodesh boch likes, and others that he doesn't really like that much. V'ein HaKodesh Baruch Hu Soivel Tzadikim Ke'ela. So these days, Oimrim She'az Posak HaMageifa. Why was the plague over? Why was the pandemic over by Lag BaOmer? the Vesol Salanter, and before him the Chidushi Arim, and many others maintain that there must be a connection between Mem Tesim Beisvira and Mem Chesvoram Shatoyra and Ikneis Bahem. And that is what Rabbi Saul taught his Talmidim in a very practical way. From the very first day of Svira, take out a Mishnayis, take out a Siddur, and start counting. Perek Vava Mesechet Tavis. Mem Chesvoram Shatoyra and Ikneis Bahem. Each and every day, another one of those Devarim, of those Kinyonei Toyra. So please, my friends, take out a Siddur, take out a Mishnayis, and start counting. 32 is Oyev Esabriyos. Libi Oimeli, the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva did the same. Day 32, they worked on Av Esabriyos. Day 33, it was over. Posek HaMageifa. And that is why Lag BaOmer is a day of Simcha. We too are in the midst of a plague, of a devil. Millions. Have died. Only in America, it's about 70,000. So many people are ill. Baruch Hashem and Eretz Yisrael, we are in a far better state. But we're in the midst of a plague. So maybe we too need to work more on Av Esabriyos. Kavoid Chaverim. And let's hope it'll all be over. We do seem to be seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. Still is a long, dark tunnel. But the numbers are getting better. And I wonder, when this will all be over, Will we be better people than we were when it started? I hope so. I hope we learned some fundamentals. I hope we learned something about Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh B'Zeh. I hope we learn to understand that you don't live in your own private bubble. What you do, what you don't do affects others. Medically, and in Ruchnius as well. We are all part of a greater entity, part of a huge family. We are all brothers, and whatever each and every one of us does affects all the others. I hope we learn to care. I hope we learn to feel the pain of others. And to go out of our way to try to ease that pain. So I really hope we'll be coming out of this better people, better Eden than we were before. So let's take upon ourselves, I spoke many times about Zgulus, to end the plague. This is the Zgulus. They died because lo inagu kavod zeh bezeh. And that is the remedy. That's the cure. We should learn to love each other. We should learn to be mechabed each other. Regardless, we might have differences of opinion. It's natural, it's legitimate. Might even be essential. That's the way we are. But tinagu kavod zeh bezeh. If Rabbi Kiva had 24,000 talmidim, we could assume that many of them had different ideas and different opinions and different attitudes about things. But they perished because lo inagu kavod zeh bezeh. So we should learn to love each other and respect each other, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help. We should not only be able to rejoice on Lag BaOmer, but we should be able to rejoice. Be Yeshuas Yisrael, be Bias Goel Sedek, be Simchas Oilam, al Roisham, be Mheiro, be Yomenu, Amen. Have a beautiful Shabbos.